Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. It is the 22nd Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle A.
Football season is soon upon us. Many of us saw last night's Texans game, and many of us have seen that on the polls that Stanford is within the top 10. Andrew Luck's face is everywhere, and football season is soon upon us. It reminds me of something that happened a few years ago. I met a pair of very zealous Michigan fans. Their wives were deeply integrated in the ministry, but their two husbands, these two guys, they were non-practicing. And they would tell me stories about when they lived in Ann Arbor, about how they would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to set up the tailgate party for a game that started 12 hours later. They would talk about all the arduous details, about getting the beers and the grill and the deep fryer and the chips and who'll make the fries the night before. It was pretty epic. So after a while, after they were done glorifying themselves, I, in the not most prudent fashion, zealous as I was for the gospel, knowing their wives as well as I could, simultaneously being well-meaning yet foolish at the same time, said to them, "So you would get up at some obscene hour to set up a drinking party before a football game, but you wouldn't get up 1 hour early to drive your kids and wife to Mass." Needless to say, the conversation ended there. Not exactly my most glorious moment. In today's gospel, we hear a story about priorities. Jesus and Peter discuss the importance of priorities today. We hear Jesus' priorities for us in today's gospel. We just heard the story about Peter, how Peter wants to forbid the passion from taking place. "God forbid it, Lord," he says. How dare Jesus say that he is going to die instead of bringing about the kingdom of God? Peter forbids that the Lord will have his way. And of course, to this, Jesus says that well-known line, "Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan." Jesus doesn't say, "Go away," or "Get out of my sight," or simply "Be gone." He doesn't tell Peter that he is an unworthy disciple, that he is no longer welcome in Jesus' company. Jesus doesn't even kick Peter out of the chosen 12. No, Jesus simply says, "Get behind me." Get behind me, as in, fall in line. Know your priorities. Peter, stop leading me. Let me lead you. I, Jesus, the son of Joseph and Mary, leads you, Peter, son of Jonah. It's not the other way around. Get behind me. I will lead you. So when it comes to our lives, what are our priorities? Who is leading who? Is Jesus going to lead you, or are you going to lead Jesus? Who's in charge? Who's in the lead? What are your priorities? It's the fault of the human race to want to lead God instead of the other way around. It's the sinful fall of Adam and Eve. It's the pride of the human race to desire to lead God instead of letting God lead us. From the dawn of time, we've been leading God and not the other way around. How many times have we been woken up by the kids and cursed the rising sun instead of thanking God for another day with our children? How many times have we rushed into the office with coffee in one hand and our case in the other, checking emails, checking our messages, instead of looking at our schedule and praying that God will bless our work? many times have we driven around Palo Alto and simply thank God that we aren't living in the middle of Libya? Who's leading who? Is God leading our day, our work, our lives, or are we leading God? Today is the 28th day of August. Normally, within the liturgical calendar, we would celebrate the feast of St. Augustine, one of the most influential theologians in the Western Church. It's the feast day of St. Augustine, normally, a man that even our dear St. Thomas Aquinas would bow down when dealing with certain areas of theology. Augustine's early life is one of those examples par excellence of people who have led God instead of allowing God to lead them. In his younger days, he's been described as a genius, tempestuous, inquisitive, brilliant, curious. He had studied rhetoric and Neoplatonism, and for a while he had practiced a religion which emphasized the evil of the flesh and the good of the spirit. He was an unmarried man, a married father of a child. By his own account, he was a young man that reveled in the excesses of the flesh. In short, Augustine was a man that not only led God, he was a man that was intent to run so far away from God that he wanted God to lose sight of him. And it was only by the witnesses of his mother Monica, and by the preaching and the long discussions of his mentor and friend, St. Ambrose, did Augustine have the grace to look into Christianity with a serious and a kind heart. It took many years, but Augustine eventually was baptized into the Catholic Church. He started practicing the Catholic faith, and he was eventually called to the priesthood and eventually to be the Bishop of Hippo, a position where he had until his death. And during that time, he had written extensive tracts, including his well-known Confessions and the City of God. For years, Augustine had led God, leading his own life, setting his own priorities, living for himself and for himself alone. But once he had gotten out of the way and allowed Jesus to lead him, did Augustine's life change for the better? Sadly, there are many men and women who live and die using their gifts for no one's benefit but their own. But just as sadly, there are even fewer who allow God to lead them and allow their gifts and talents lead them to the way of immortality. Augustine will never be forgotten. His name has been revered for nearly 17 centuries. At times, even our dear St. Thomas Aquinas bows down to Augustine's brilliance. So whether it be tailgating parties, or going to work, or going to Mass, or simply living the Christian life, what are our priorities? Who is leading who? Are we leading God, or are we allowing God to lead us? So as we come forward to partake of the Eucharist, may we take Christ's lead as we leave this place, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the world into the Father's arms.
This edition of Catholic Cardinal Reflections has been sponsored by Antoto II, The Wizard of Oz as a Spiritual Adventure by our Pastor Director, Father Nathan Castle OP, to be released on September 14th, 2011. For more information, please go to wizardofozspiritualadventure.myevent.com. Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.